Anyone interested in learning more about Algoma Steel's transition to electric arc steelmaking is invited to attend the company's environmental open house on February 28. This process change will shrink Algoma's environmental footprint dramatically, with an expected reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by up to 70%, positioning Algoma as one of the leading producers of green steel in North America, says a news release issued by the company today. The open house will be held from 4 to 7:30 p.m. on February 28 at the Northern Community Center, providing the community with current details on these environmental compliance approval and site-specific standard applications. For more information, see the full press release below. Algoma Steel invites members of the public to their environmental open house, Monday, February 28, 2022, 4 to 7:30 p.m. Northern Community Center, 556 Goulet Avenue, Sault Ste. Marie. Algoma Steel has committed to transitioning its manufacturing process from the integrated basic oxygen steelmaking route to electric arc steelmaking. This process change will shrink Algoma's environmental footprint dramatically, with an expected reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by up to 70%, positioning Algoma as one of the leading producers of green steel in North America. To manage this transition, Algoma Steel is applying for new environmental compliance approvals and site-specific standards to govern the transition period based on the planned progressive shutdown of equipment and facilities associated with the transition to electric arc furnace steelmaking. Current details on these environmental compliance approval and site-specific standard applications will be shared with the community at the open house. For more information on Algoma's environmental management program, visit www.algoma.com or call 705.945.4568. Environmental open house exhibits will be posted to the site on March 1, 2022. Proof of vaccination and identification will be required upon entry, masks must be worn at all times, and a physical distance of 2 meters must be maintained where possible.